Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports on WFYL Radio. So glad that you guys and gals are with us today. We have a Freedom gal. Her name is Angeline Marie. She is the host of True Seekers Radio Show. That's TrueSeekersRadioShow.com. Angeline, thanks so much for joining us on the broadcast.
Tom, thanks so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's good to be with you today.
Well, you know, we go back a ways. You used to listen to my program on one of the internet networks, well, actually multiple networks over time. We forged a friendship, and you were very supportive and even helped with the website and all kinds of good things. As we continued to communicate, we realized we had a tremendous amount in common. We certainly had the same vision and mission and purpose as it related to the Constitution, our faith, and restoring our constitutional republic, which is the form of government that the founders and framers gave us, that we were blessed with, we were bestowed with. And the thing was that as I continue to get to know you, I realized that you had some talk talents, that you had not only knowledge and drive and you were motivated and inspired to do something about the moral decay and the political cesspool that we have. And so I said, well, maybe you should start a podcast or maybe actually do a streaming program. And as time went on, you did. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Well, it's funny because I went to school for broadcasting, but I always wanted to be in the background. I wanted to be a producer. And I never liked my voice. You know, it's different if you're on television because people can see you and hear the voice. And so if your voice isn't that great, then the visual just helps more and gives you, I think, more credibility. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my voice, though, always just didn't seem right to me. But I always, at the heart, since I was a kid, I listened to talk radio. I don't know where that came from, but I remember being 18, 19 years old, listening to Rush Limbaugh. Nobody in my age at that time would listen to such a program. But so I was bitten by the talk radio bug long ago. Mm-hmm. And then I have to say the day I turned on Dr. Stan Monteith, his program, Radio Liberty, mm-hmm. that's what inspired me. And it's like, I think the Lord told me, look, maybe you don't like your voice, but I always felt like this was something I had to do. And so I just started doing it. And thanks to people like you, you mentored me. And so here we are today, and I'm talking to you on your show. So
no, that's right. And, you know, the thing is, people don't realize that 99% of people in broadcasting don't like their voice, or it sounds odd to them. It's only because you're hearing your own voice. And but if that voice belonged to someone else, you probably wouldn't be so critical. So that is true. And I do know people in radio and television and cinema, that they either will not watch themselves on screen or they will not listen to themselves because they say it really kind of disrupts them because they really, you know, they don't realize that that's what they sound like. And so they try not to focus on their own voice or their own image on the screen. So it's not unusual, but I can guarantee you, and I know a little bit about voices in the business, you have a good voice, and I know the audience would concur. So getting beyond that, mm-hmm. There's an issue that I think that, especially for women, but also whether a man, a woman, a child, or something in between, which seems to be the case today, and that you have this transgender juggernaut of people that are identity confused, and whether it's legitimate or not, but they want us to change the way people select their, I guess, the facilities, you know, the bathroom facilities. What are your thoughts on this, which I think is just ridiculous and nonsensical and potentially dangerous?
First of all, I want to say I have a very strong opinion on this subject, and I know everybody has their own opinion. You have an opinion. Your audience has an opinion. But the first thing that struck me about this whole issue was it's only about these transgender people. And I thought, but what about women? And the first thing I thought is, where are the women's groups in this? And I think that's what upsets me the most. It seems like, even in my daily life, this has bothered me so much, and yet I don't see any other women talking about it.
Yeah, and who's going to do the inspections? I mean, in terms of what if you have a package or you don't have a package, or you have a certain organ or you don't have an organ, or the whole thing is just absurd.
Right, and here's what happened. I received an email from Jim Paris. I believe you know Jim Paris.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, of Jim Paris Live. And he had been a Trump supporter, and then he sent out this email one day, and he was going on about how he was upset because Trump had made a comment in the news about the when he was asked about the transgender bathroom situation in North Carolina. And so Paris wasn't too fond of this, and so it prompted him to write an article on the subject. And within that article, he posted, it was a YouTube video, and what it had was about 25 profiles of transgenders from, these were men that became women or dressed like women. And I gotta say, I went through the profiles, and out of 25, 19 of them really had committed sexual assault, rape, and even murder. There was this common theme amongst all these profiles, and it really disturbed me. Now, I have to say, I haven't had time to go through these profiles and fact check, and I think that's important. So at this point, I can only call them allegations. So I can't
say. There's a simple solution here beyond the whole gender thing, and that is if it's a public bathroom that allows for more than one person at a time to use the common facilities, you know, then I think that it should be strictly male and female. If it's occupant of one, then which many, you know, should happen is that if people are so strongly in favor of this, well, then build multiple bathrooms, run up the tab, and then keep it secure for everybody.
Right. But, you know, the thing that disturbs me the most, Tom, we've been supposedly fighting for women's rights, you know, when it's to our benefit. But what about just a plain, regular American woman? What about their privacy? What about their modesty? And after seeing these profiles, what about their safety? Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of these profiles, like I said, the same common theme throughout. And the victims were girls and women in ages 4 through 71 years old.
We'll be right back with more from our guest today. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Hold tight, right back. Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Thanks so much for joining us today. Our special guest is Angeline Marie. She's the host of Truth Seekers Radio. That's truthseekersradioshow.com. And let me say, vestites, transvestites, you know, they just dress up, and there's no gender identity unless they're just confused looking in the mirror. So they're not going through any sex changes. And the fact is that if everything is supposed to be unisex and everything's supposed to be, you know, so-called equal rights, and nobody's supposed to be any different in terms of being viewed or being treated, well, then I think us guys should just have the opportunity, you know, that if we want to just walk in any bathroom too, you know, so it should be a free-for-all. If, you know, so really that's what it's going to become, is a circus.
Well, and a lot of these profiles happened in women's restrooms, like, you know, Macy's restroom. The 71-year-old woman was, it was an attempted rape. And then it just disturbs me that no women are talking about it. And I sometimes feel like, am I strange that I feel so strong about this?
I know. How can we be changing all societal norms for less than a tenth of a percent of people? And even Bruce Jenner, whatever his alter ego is now, Caitlyn or whatever, is now starting to revisit the possibility that maybe he made a mistake, that, you know, maybe really is a man after all. Isn't that wonderful?
He really said that?
Yeah. It was on the Drudge Report. There was some other reporting done on this, that he's starting to question whether he wants to return, have, I guess, more work done to return to his original biological, you know, sexual identity.
You know what I found out? Listen to this one. I'm not going to name any names because, like I said, at this point, this video is just allegations in my mind. But the most alarming one was a transgender woman that was a man that had been convicted and served prison time for raping his own 14-year-old stepdaughter. He's released from prison, and then he becomes director of Transgender Human Rights Institute, and he held that position until they discovered that he had been in prison for rape of this 14-year-old stepdaughter. But my question is, so if I can get this information, if I can see that these guys were not only accused but convicted, and now they have free rein into locker rooms, restrooms, dressing rooms, and also women's prisons, women's shelters, where is this going? Do you mean to tell me that the government officials and law enforcement don't know that these cases exist?
Oh, of course they do. And the whole thing is political correctness. And that's what Donald Trump generally, you know, flies in the face of. And let me, my good friend Jim Paris, I have a lot of respect for Jim. But sometimes people with one issue can just blow their top and flip on somebody. Quite frankly, you have to remember, Donald Trump talks off the cuff. And what he's thinking in the moment, he hasn't even thought it through. And hopefully he'll learn to really think things through before spouting an opinion. And I don't know where he stands today on that. But I do know that Trump is right on a lot of issues. And I've decided that whomever the candidate will be, if they're going to do some things right for America, anything right for America, that's my candidate. And the only one that I believe is saying anything that it resembles doing something right for America is Donald Trump.
Well, I got to say, I was behind him, too, until I heard this. Now, I still haven't heard what his comment was.
It was an off-the-cuff remark. He was interviewed. You know, I don't think he thought it through. I don't even know where he stands. I do know that being in the entertainment business, being a celebrity, you know, he's had a lot of contact with people that are gay or homosexual. And so he's been very, I guess, liberal in his views, or very progressive or open-minded. And I know that he's very good friends with Elton John. And so there, you know, there are some, you know, I mean, look at society, the way it has turned this issue. I mean, Obama at one time, Hillary, Bill Clinton, you know, almost all the politicians up till 2008 or 2009 were all for defensive marriage and family act, I think it is. Maybe you know the exact wording of it. The point was that there was a belief that you couldn't change the definition of marriage, that it did involve a man and a woman, and holy matrimony, which was marriage at one time, was between the man, the woman, and the Creator God. Now you got Caesar the state involved, but now everything is flipped where everybody should be able to get married. I guess the way they would word it is, oh, just as long as you love somebody. Yeah.
Well, isn't that darling? Yeah, people soon will be wanting to marry their pet, so.
Yeah, I think it's called Defensive Marriage Act, but now they've all flipped on it, and they're saying, well, you know, so how could Obama? So you can say, oh, well, they just evolved. No, the evolution is based on political, pragmatics or political posturing and ploys. You know, that's really what it is. It's catering to wherever they're going to get the votes. And now the brainwashing, you know, the socialization is so strong that if you even try to have this discussion with the average person, because they're watching the Kardashians or they're watching, you know, God only knows what reality program, which is unreality program, and all the political and the news spinmeisters, they're all saying that, oh, well, you know, you're like a, you know, you're some kind of like caveman if you believe that, if you don't accept gay marriage. You know, I don't have a problem with domestic partnerships. I don't have a problem with contracts in general that people want to form, but don't change the institutions and the definitions that have been in. You know, but how can you just turn all societal norms, rules, and views on its head? I mean, I don't. You know.
How is because I don't think enough conservatives, Christians, etc., are speaking out. They just, every time we get punched, we let it roll. Punch, we let it roll. And the liberals don't do that. They fight and they fight until they get their way. But we don't. We roll over and die. We figure, I don't know why we don't say anything. But by and large, we do not say anything. That's why it's gotten where it is today.
But I just hope that let's say in the event that Trump doesn't clarify or change the position based on the fact that he did some more research, you know, just like he became pro-life over time. You know, I'm still going to vote for Donald Trump, you know, because number one, I would never vote for hellish Hillary, and I would have never voted for another Bush. and certainly any of the established order. It's going to destroy any chance of getting anything done. You know, now I think that the local and state officials are the ones that really, you know, you can try to hold their feet to the fire on some of these very specific issues. I mean, I again, Trump's going to have some position on this. It's going to be in the party platform. So no, but we have to realize that Trump is going to be working with the party in the formation of the platform, and so there's going to be a lot more clarity, and there's going to be a lot more certainty as to where he stands, where the party stands. But I'll tell you, the culture has really taken a turn to the gutter. And someone say, well, you shouldn't talk about people like that. No, I'm talking about people like that. And again, I don't know enough about the biology and the sexuality and the orientation and all that. I'm just saying that why can a very, very, very small percentage of the population dictate the norms and the values to the 99.999%? Even if you look at, let's say, homosexual marriage or gay marriage, whatever you want to call it, the percentages still are somewhere around 2% that declare themselves to be, you know, gay or homosexual. Even in that arena, it's not as large as you would think. The highest percentage I've ever seen, and again, that was never provable, was 10% that was bisexual, you know, homosexual, that were involved with the same sex.
I guess it all boils down to the agenda. At the end of the day, is a lot of it is to destroy the family, and I guess that's where all this stuff comes from. That's just my feeling.
No, it's not just a feeling. You raise a great point. Is that how does a certain special interest, sect within society, how do they take control? Well, they'd have to destroy what they would see as the opposition. So if more and more people are in same-sex marriages, there's going to be less, you know, reproduction. Well, there will be no reproduction unless they swung the other way. But the, and of course there's adoptions, but they're not actually creating new life. So you're exactly right. And it really is an assault on, it's assault on creation. It's assault on the creator. It's assault on society and the family at large.
Right, and I think that's probably why Christians are number one on their hit list, because they stand for the family and those values.
Well, I did a program recently and had to do with an article that was published by the Washington Post, and it was a program, and it was based on the Washington Post article, and the title of the article was "Primed to Fight the Government: A Fast-Growing U.S. Movement Armed with Guns and Constitution Sees a Clear Threat to Liberty." You know, they talk about extremist groups. So this is the main point I want to make. They're not ISIS. They're not radical, progressive, tree-hugging, crazed people. It's never anyone that wants to destroy human life, as in terms of the abortion mills. It's always people of Christian faith. It could never be a Muslim. It could never be, any other faith, but Christianity is being radicalized. And so the only extremists, really, are people that believe in the Constitution, that believe, in conservatism, that believe... So there's really four C's, and I've expanded it beyond the three, and that is our country, our Constitution, our Christianity, and conservatism. If you're not part of those four C's, then you could never be considered an extremist based on these groups that track and monitor hate and extremism.
Unbelievable, but everything has turned around. What used to be right is wrong, and what was wrong is now right. So I think they pretty much have met their goal. And I guess this all plays into the global system and where we're headed.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the things we focus on a lot, and I know you do too, is on globalism, internationalism, transnationalism, the forces of one worldism, united world government. And I do believe it's got a satanic base to it. The roots are in Satanism, and it is absolutely diabolical and demonic. And that's, I know I'm considered a descriptive host, but that's, I can't help myself. I really think that, and I don't know how you feel about this, but if I'm asked to go to some kind of social event, and I have friends that, they're conservative, but they're a little more moderate, or other colleagues, and they're saying, there might be some people here, the art world, there might be some people here, and they're like almost petrified of what I might say. And I said, well, yes, no, I'm tactful. I don't try to control or mold anybody. I'm not out to harm or hurt anybody, or I'm not out to directly offend someone. But, my radio program is my is my bully pulpit. You know, it's my opportunity to share my views and values. We'll be right back with more from our guest today. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Hold tight, right back.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Thanks so much for joining us today. Our special guest is Angeline Marie. She's the host of Truth Seekers Radio. That's truthseekersradioshow.com. And let me say, I don't know how is it for you when you go into social settings and you know that certain things could come up? How do you handle that?
I'm like you. If somebody asks my opinion, I'll give it. But I don't run in there like the bull in the china shop, think I'm going to change the world. You know, there again, that's why I have my show. And that to me is my ministry, to bring people to the show that are experts on these different subjects. And I get to interview them. And that's where I get to then distribute or disseminate that information that I'm learning. A lot of time, I mean, I know a little bit about some of the subjects, but then when I find my guest, I'd rather just ask the questions and get the information out there for the hour that the listeners are giving me that day. So I'm trying to fulfill my obligation as interviewer and host, you know. So it's all about the guest and the information, not so much about what I think, although I do chime in.
Well, you know, I want the audience to realize that we're friends, we're colleagues, and I'm not interviewing you because of particular expertise. And what I'm hoping come out of this is that you will be a part of this program from time to time and share your views, share research that you have uncovered or you like to provide our audience. And we have a dialogue, you know, we have a conversation about those things. But you are right. There are some hosts. When I interviewed back in the day, Eustace Mullins on Secrets of the Federal Reserve and the World Order, or G. Edward Griffin, or you know, or certain people like Ron Paul, I would say I'm not here to compete with them, and I'm not here to say to show them what I know. At that point, I'm like a surgeon. I'm going in with, you know, precision in terms of dissecting and extracting and trying to bring forward to the audience. The next day, I might then give more of my views or what I know, or maybe even areas that I would say that we maybe perhaps didn't cover.
Before we wrap up today on this, you know, women's bathroom, transgender bathroom issue, there's one thing I do want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I put my tinfoil hat on. I was thinking, why in the world would they be pushing this? And you're right. It's a part of it is because political correctness, et cetera, et cetera. But like I said earlier, if the government knows that these cases have gone on and the law enforcement know, why would they push this like they have? And why is Obama threatening? So the federal government now is threatening these states that, for instance, if a high school doesn't toe the line with these transgender rights to any bathroom they want to use, no matter what, that they'll get the money that they receive from the feds, they'll be cut off, basically. Here's where the tinfoil hat part comes in. Where is the only place? Well, here's where I'm going. Well, I mean, in total, as time goes on, the only place where there's no bathroom cameras yet that we know of are in public bathrooms. Right. So what's going to happen? Do you think that these guys who rape, video women, assault women, whatever, do you think that that's going to stop? Absolutely not. If anything, I think it's going to just increase the number of incidents that happen once they have free reign in these areas. So what will happen then is law enforcement will come in and say, OK, we have to install bathrooms in the cameras for your safety. And I think at that point, everybody's going to be, oh, yes, for our safety. Yes, we agree to that.
Well, that's an interesting point, but let me just interject for a second. And that is that you have to realize that some of these people that, based on their so-called identity preference, you know, they whom they identify with, especially in public areas, a lot of these folks, you know, it's almost like a bathhouse. They have sexual encounters. So I think that they would resist the cameras. And so they would say, we have a right to our privacy because it's not just about performing, you know, necessary. It may be because they're looking for, you know, their so-called love connection.
Well, this has just came across my mind. So we'll see what happens. But I guarantee in the future, as these incidents increase because of these laws changing, I'll bet you anything that will be the next thing is now we're going to put cameras in the bathrooms. Everybody will say, oh, thank you. It's for our own good.
Well, anything
just my
is
crazy talk.
You know, I mean, we have the thought so that, you know, you can't use certain words, you know, that. And again, I'm not out to use any words that I feel are offensive or try to hurt or harm anybody. It's just unbelievable that if someone does slip or they say something. For instance, I lived in California, especially my last time in California was Northern California, and I learned from people of Asian descent that they don't prefer, and they certainly don't, and they explained to me that they don't want to be called Oriental, and because they said that refers to furniture, it refers to objects that are not, you know, human, and I never thought about it. I always was told that, you know, they're Oriental, you know, and so because it was explained to me, and it made sense. From there on, I call them, you know, people of Asian descent, you know, or Asian Americans, or just Americans. You know, so sometimes there are good reasons that then they say, well, I've always said it that way. Well, I think that, you know, you can be mindful and you can be respectful if it makes sense.
Well, that was all I wanted to say before we got off that subject, because anyway, I just feel really strong about it. And I just don't hear many women especially talking on the subject.
Well, my guest today has been Angelaine Marie. She does a radio program called Truth Seekers Radio Show, and the same namesake is her website, truthseekersradioshow.com. And you are, and you have all the information in terms of, you know, internet station affiliates and stations that you work with. And at one time, you're with Red State Talk Radio, which I'm also involved with, and they'll hear this. So maybe we'll have to have you back the newly reformatted Red State Talk Radio.
All right. It sounds good, Tom. And thanks so much again for asking me to come on and talk to you today.
Well, to have you back. And I, like I say, you're a friend, you're a colleague. And I certainly wanted a female's perspective, one that's a woman of faith and constitutionally oriented and conservative and in terms of social conservatism. So we do appreciate that. Angeline Marie has been my guest. Thank you so much, and all the best to you.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Hold tight, right back.
Life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of this product.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add PowerVites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports on WFYL Radio, serving the greater Philadelphia area. I want to thank our digital partners, Red State and Red State Talk Radio Encore Channel, and of course, Worldwide TalkStream Live. Again, I want to thank Angeline Marie for being my guest today. We're in the final segment. We're in take four, and we thank you for being with us for this final segment on this given day. And Angeline Marie is the host of TruthSeekersRadioShow.com. TruthSeekersRadioShow.com if you want to communicate and connect with her further on this particular subject and other subjects that she covers. And she has free archival downloads. And that's something I wanted to remind you. Yeah, so each and every show is available, and it's free. So if you want to share with your friends, and that's another thing, is the networking. Information that you hear in a broadcast, don't hoard that information. Let the word get out and help promote, share that information through your social media, through your personal network, family, friends, colleagues, in the workstation, whatever. Those of you that may not be all that familiar, maybe you're just tuning in for the first time, and we appreciate that very much. But if you were to want to connect through the archives, this particular program, past programs, and even before my appearances on this great station, I want to let you know that we do have a lot of programming that you can listen to at your leisure. And WFYL has a podcast page that links right to this website. And also on the show and host pages, they do have a link to the website. I have to thank the station for providing those kind of resources, which is very, very helpful for all the quality programming that they provide. There's a couple of different ways that you can access directly the podcast. And again, if you're linking through the station, it's going to take you to the steps. And the direct link on that podcast page will take you to Podomatic. If you're unfamiliar with Podomatic, Podomatic has a service that for the most part, is free. But over there at Podomatic, you'd find it under my name, tomdonahue.podomatic.com, or just click on the archive page and link. And we do have a automatic player that is right there embedded on the website, so you could actually sample some of the programming as you're there on the website. The other way, we do have a 24/7 online station that I load up with archives, and you can tune into that, and that's available right there on the homepage for my program. And the good thing about Podomatic, which, and I'm not sure, and I'm going to get to Stitcher in a second, is that Podomatic, if you sign up, and it's free to sign up, and you can sign up for my program, you can sign up for other programs, they have different categories and genres, and I'm in the conservative right category, conservative and also conservative right. So, and the program podcast has been ranked somewhere in the range of between number 4 and number 8, mostly number 5 or 6 in the last few weeks since we started actively on a routine, a regular basis, producing this particular program through WFYL and Red State Talk Radio. Now, what I really like is that if you sign up, every time that host or that show produces a file, as soon as I upload this, within mere moments, you'll get a notice with a link, and it'll say you can listen right there. That's pop-up player and description of the program. You can also send that along to others. You can forward it. You can download if you want to download. Let's say you want to use it on your Winamps. You want to use it on iTunes. Yeah, and then it's true. You know, then RSS feed takes you right to iTunes. So if you're listening to your program on iTunes, so this is a great way that whatever's produced, on air, off air, if I'm producing it and it's part of the podcast realm, you will get copies and you'll be in receipt of that. So you can sign up over at Podomatic for that. Stitcher is a service I've been with for a while, and sometimes I kind of ignore it. I shouldn't feel that way because it's a great service. It's just because I work directly with Podomatic because they're picking up the RSS feed. Appreciate that, and there are various ways that you can listen, learn, and hopefully enjoy. Back to my guest, and I know that she has archives, and I think you'd be very interested in her specialty and her area of expertise, interviewing. She really is very curious, very interested. And back in the day when I was syndicated, and I really felt so strongly about interviews, that I really felt the weight of the world on my shoulders, because there were so few hosts that were independent-minded. There were so few hosts that were willing to tackle areas of controversy and conspiracy and cover-up and chicanery. And most of it was just left versus right. At that time, there was actually more left than right. And now there's more right. And still enough wrong. Yeah, yeah. Well, the left and the right can be absolutely wrong. And so now I know that there's a lot of voices. There's a lot of ways that the messaging is getting out. And so I don't have to carry the whole movement on my shoulders. You know, I'm just, now I'm a field soldier. You know, I don't have to be a general. So it's kind of, but I still feel the obligation. I still feel the drive. I still feel the motivation to do my part. And one of the things I have tried to stress in the last several programs is that I'm not here to impose my will. I'm not here to impose my views. I'm not an imposing person, but I am someone that is very much interested and inspiring and motivating and teaching and edifying and uplifting. You know, so I try to bring solutions. I try to bring an uplifting message, because if you really think of it, the gospel was bringing you the good news. And there's so many that get depressed and become despondent and dejected and they almost want to give up. And I'm not so sure I'm the eternal optimist. And I've had, believe me, and I don't even want to go down that lane with you, but I've had my trials and travails. I've had plenty of turmoil in my life. I guess you'd have to say that I'm quite resilient, and I feel really blessed that I've been able to rebound and be resilient. Now, I know we're coming into the summer, and there's various holiday weekends that are looming, and, you know, I just think that people should really be mindful of the fact that you can be happy anywhere at any time. Happiness actually occurs from within. And so it's not just because you're on the beach. It's not just because you're in the amusement park and you're on your favorite roller coaster or ride. It's not because you're having your favorite meal. It's not because, you know, you're all spruced up and you have a great date. It's however you decide to process and how you decide to perceive that event. Now, in the final couple minutes here, I want to close this out by saying that why is it that our society, and again, I'm very much against bullying. I don't want to see bullying occur when it's legitimately defined and it really is obvious and there's no question that it is bullying. Why is it that this fraction of a percentage, this minute, extreme minority, is bullying the majority of people of faith, people patriotic and moral conviction? How is it that they have taken control and has usurped the moral high ground? How could that be? How could it be that we're supposed to feel guilty if we're not so open-minded and embracing gays and same-sex marriage and letting it all hang out and allowing for whatever immoral whatever immoral or decadent behavior or lifestyle, we should be non-judgmental. Well, I believe that you have the right to your own private lives as long as you don't hurt anybody else. And quite frankly, I think a private life should be kept private. But the flaunting and the flogging of others that they feel have to enthusiastically support and embrace, we are losing the fight because we don't have a lot of fight in us. And for some reason, we allow for this minute minority, and it's very minute, to actually dominate the faithful majority. You know, why is it the good and the wholesome are being outmaneuvered and being bullied by the gay mafia? How could that be? And it's true. Well, on that note, we're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about ways to fight back and ways to arm ourselves against the demonic forces and the enemies of darkness. I'm Tom Donahue. Till we meet again, have a great night. Patriotism in action, putting America first, New World Order dead last.
What's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.